Gloves, he calls them his hand socks.
Okay, it is 9:30, the 14th day of March. All the judge and all the commissioners present for regular meeting commissioners court. As is normal, we will start with our pledges. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. And let's have a word of prayer. Father, as we come today, we thank you for this beautiful spring weather that you've given us, for the rain that you've allowed to fall. Be with us as we go through this meeting. Guide and direct our actions that they be in accordance to your will, for we ask in your name. Amen. Amen. Okay, minutes of previous meetings.
When was that?
Two sets of minutes? I haven't seen either.
I haven't either.
Just February 22nd, right? Isn't that all y'all have?
We have one on Monday and then we have another one on
Friday. Are they still in there?
They're on the board. I remember them. There's two of them.
Okay. I don't know.
We tapped it.
I don't know.
What's your trip to Cook's?
Good.
Everything good?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your little tripod?
My little princess broke it when she was up here in my office one day.
Well, it happens.
The little screwy part that the tripod screws into, it's just plastic and one of the pieces fell out.
It didn't have a
thread
anymore.
Buy a replacement part.
Well, let me see that one too, Judge.
February 25th, February 22nd. Had two of them.
Oh, okay.
How do you get that on there?
Did you get a motion?
No.
I haven't got anything yet.
I have a motion to accept the minutes of the two previous meetings.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And aye.
Aye. Because I haven't looked at it.
Where is the meeting for the second meeting?
They're both right there.
In your hands.
They've been on the court board for 2 weeks.
I didn't see them in there this morning.
I saw them when I was in there, stuck on the bulletin board, but I never thought what they were.
What?
Yes, they were. I put them up as soon as the meeting's done.
No, they weren't. No, they weren't. And they were there before that.
Was that an aye?
That's an aye.
Okay. Much rather wait and get an aye as to have an aye. Okay. Line item budget amendments, I see none.
There should be one.
Yeah.
There is one. Well, I didn't sign it.
District Court. What is it?
On the bulletin board. You didn't see it? Didn't it? 3 weeks.
I wasn't on the bulletin board. I think it
talked
about John's dead.
Good Lord.
John,
you have any
exercise,
Andy? My stuff covered up the other stuff.
I'll go for the next.
He was busy talking. He's getting his exercise today.
Talking to somebody about rock delivery or something.
No, I was trying to find first aid kit prices.
I was over here. I'm living over there.
They wasn't laying on your desk evidently. You may have filed them in 13.
I saw them though. I signed it.
You may have signed it, but I bet very many didn't.
Everybody but Johnny and you. He was under some more papers on John's desk.
I told him he'd filed it in 13 on the bulletin board, honey.
That he said that.
Oh, okay.
If there's any more than that, I'll get them. That should be good.
I hope so. Oh, I remember this one now.
Where are we?
We're waiting for a motion to approve the line item budget amendment.
I make a motion we approve the line item amendment for... For who?
District Court.
District Court, okay.
Okay. And a second from Richard, all in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Hospital bills?
There's a question on one hospital bill. I'd like to actually approve hospital bills except for that one bill for the insurance until we get a clarification.
Second.
Is that it, Judge?
Yeah, but I didn't see the one.
It's got a black line through it.
That's a medical group that's got the black line through it, and that's Concord, and we have to pay that every month.
Not that amount. It was an add-on.
$16,000.
Did you pull the bill out?
The $16,000 is for their providing for the clinic that they've opened up.
Okay. Well, he still had, I had sent an email for him to send me a confirmation on that last week, and I didn't get one. So, because all it was just a bill that said add-on. So it didn't have any clarification what it was.
That's what it is, but we'll go from there. But that's not insurance.
Okay.
Concord Medical is for them providing doctors to run the...
Okay. See, and it didn't say what it was, it just had...
Yeah, Concord is their contract for emergency room doctors, and then when they started going through the clinic and running the specialty clinic, there's extra payment for that.
Okay, it's insurance, but it's add-on insurance for those doctors, because it says insurance on there. It says add-on insurance on the... But that's all it has. There's nothing but that sheet to pay it. And that's what I asked for more clarification on it, you know, last week, and I didn't get any. But if that's what it is.
Well, if we need to hold up, and but it'd be 2 weeks.
If that's what it is, we can...
approve it contingent and up on.
And take that exemption off.
Okay. So, motion to pay hospital bills, all of them.
Where was this at this morning?
You signed it, didn't you?
No, I didn't sign it. I didn't see it.
That's the one that was on John's desk.
It's like everything else. Covered up.
John got busy on that other stuff this morning.
I just got all my
stuff. Keep doing that. You don't need first aid kit.
There you go.
There it is. You hear what he said?
No, I don't want to know. Except those used the word of.
Okay.
Did you take the exemption off of this, Lindy?
Yeah, Lindy took the exemption off.
John seconded it.
On contingent that it's right?
Yeah, and I'll go over there. I tried to get with Jeff this morning and last week, and I don't know if he was gone last week, and he didn't answer his phone this morning.
Jeff.
I was going to go over there and visit with him this morning.
Jeff.
Husky.
Yeah.
Did you second?
I think so.
He did, okay.
Ms. Long.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
And aye.
Aye.
Okay, that's everybody. County bills.
Make a motion to pay the bills relating to county.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And aye. Okay, skip to number eight. Anybody have requests to enter?
No, sir.
No.
Okay. Number nine, items declared as surplus or salvage?
Nope. I got a bunch of junk can horns I'd like to get approved for salvage.
Is that a motion?
I'd make a motion, yes.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Search grant.
Now, we got approved for our invoice number 18, but I just printed it and it was on top of all this stuff that we commissioned. I haven't gone through it yet, but whatever it is, we're approved for it.
So within the next month, we should get reimbursed?
Probably couple of weeks. Let's see. Where are we? March.
It's time to do 19 now.
Yeah, that's usually how it works. It'll probably be April before we get any money out of it.
Okay. Okay, request for a contract between Clay County and Midway ISD for May 7th bond election. Sasha, you got anything else to say about that, requesting?
Yeah, we might want to wait on it, actually. The superintendent says that he wants to use the M100 optical scanner also that counts the ballots, but the attorney's office that's taking care of their bond doesn't seem to think that Midway School will actually want to pay for the programming on that one. The other cities and schools always just use the automark, the one that's required by the ADA, but this new superintendent at Midway came from a bigger school where they usually use the counters too, but I would think that Midway would probably just want to hand count ballots. So the one that he signed has both machines on there, so we may want to wait.
What is the cost for that guy is saying that?
It's expensive to have them programmed.
Several thousand dollars.
I would say. So I'm thinking that he probably doesn't really want to do that, even though that's the contract I have that he signed. So we may want to wait.
Okay. Put that on hold and come back to
it. Yeah, because they haven't got back to me yet.
Okay.
While we're on this subject, before I forget, we talked a little bit about the voting machines changing over and not having the ballot boxes anymore or anything. Will we not have a paper trail anymore if we do that?
No, it'll be the same ballots, same paper ballots, just different machines.
Okay.
It'll be more of a combined.
But we won't have the big cabinet like that.
Right. It'll just be easier to transport.
Okay.
Didn't you say, Sasha, that they would buy our old machines at a...
That's what they told me.
For a small amount, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Every piece of it, all the... Everything goes with it.
They said they would offer some sort of buyback program.
That is on our agenda for our school in April, so maybe we'll
learn
something about it.
Yeah.
So what's the news going to cost?
I don't know. Yeah. We'll wait and see.
A lot?
Probably.
Okay, number 12. And following the regulations, I filed an affidavit with Sasha, and she says, where do I file it? And Then she checked into it a little bit and they said it needed to be accepted by Commissioner's Court. And what it is an affidavit that I abstained from voting on any items concerning abatement for the wind farms, or on any wind farm issues, really, of the new wind farms.
Just the new ones?
Yes. I was not associated in any way with the old wind farms.
We just need a motion to enter that into the minutes, is that what you need?
Yes, please, to accept it and enter it into the minutes.
Here it is, if anybody cares to.
I make a motion that we accept that affidavit as an extension.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I've got a proclamation here requested that we sign naming April as Child Abuse Prevention Month, and this is something we do every year. It is dated the 28th of March, so we may want to hold off till the next agenda to do it.
Month of April?
Yes.
So we need to wait till the next month?
Well, it's dated, I just happened to glance here, it's got the date that it's signed as the 28th. Or I can mark it out, put 14th, and just go from there.
Say, put it on agenda again if we went ahead and signed it, bro.
Okay.
You think?
Yep.
Everybody agree?
Yep.
I make a motion that we approve and sign proclamation proclaiming the month of April as Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I read that, approve the sign, and I wonder where we're gonna put the sign. You did approve and sign.
Yeah.
Yes, I.
Yeah, it's a little crooked. That chair probably pulled it crooked or something.
Okay, next item on the agenda is approved treasurer's affidavit for month of February.
I make a motion to approve the treasurer's affidavit for the month of February 2016.
Second.
Okay, motion and second, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And aye. Have a request from Henrietta Fire Department to use Courthouse Square and the bathrooms, and I assume it was the bathrooms in the courthouse, for the street dance for Turkey Fest, April 9th from 4 p.m. till midnight. If you remember, the ones that requested the bathrooms over there for the day of Turkey Fest was the 4 o'clock only.
Right.
chamber.
Yes.
You would think they'd want to use these over here too. Gonna be a crowd of people.
Slater just said bathroom, so I don't know which one.
I wouldn't think they would want to use these for the street dance, because everything happens on the south side of the square, and it's really not that. I don't think people would be coming.
I think, and they've got their porta potties out and everything anyway, so.
Yeah.
I think if it's enough for the day, it's enough for the street dance, but it might not.
You would think it.
I would have thought that they would have wanted them for Turkey Fest, for the festival.
But they didn't.
For the street dance.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion that we allow the Henrietta Fire Department to use the square and the restroom on April the 9th, my birthday.
Second.
2016.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Okay, the Savings Quarterly Verification of Continuing Production Records. Sheriff, you want to say something about Savings?
Oh, I think everybody knows what it is. Does anybody not know what it is? It's the same thing we get every year, and we get a grant to pay for it, so. It's the quarterly report, and I hadn't seen that, but it's, we do it all the time, so.
Is that my treasure?
I don't know where your affidavit is.
Angie got it.
Yeah, they did it, but they didn't pass it.
They did this?
I make a motion we approve this statewide notification.
Second.
Any of your questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And aye.
Yeah, I remember that part. I was just thinking, what is it running here? What is that grant for?
I can't remember. It's about $5,300, I think.
They just now replaced a whole bunch of money.
Okay, I've got, had a request. I didn't personally get it. I think they brought it to Wendy one day when I was out. Request to use the courthouse square and bathrooms for a prayer rally April 24th. April 24th is a Sunday, and I think they wanted it like 2 to 4 or something.
10 to 2.
10 to 2? Okay.
Make a motion that we approve local churches to use the courthouse square and restrooms from 10 to 2 on April the 24th.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Okay, the next request we have is a request to close Pleasant Valley Road for a distance of approximately 1.5 miles from the junction of Dark Hollow Road to the east. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
East Pleasant Valley Road. I make a motion that we approve this order to close 1.5 miles of East Pleasant Valley Road from Dark Hollow, 1.5 miles east.
Second.
Discussion?
Is there some more of that road that's going to stay open?
Yeah.
About a mile of it.
Okay.
This just takes out the bad part of it.
To the east?
Mm-hmm.
And I will verify that it's a bad part.
They got to fence it?
Yeah. Fence it and gate it on both ends.
It's east from what, did you say, Dark Hollow?
Dark Hollow.
Dark Hollow. from Pleasant Valley Cemetery, if you want to get real technical, that tells you where on Dark Hollow Road. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, back to things to tell you about. I have a letter here from our county attorney written to Gina. Gina, you want to read it? You want me to?
You can read it.
It says, in 2015, the Texas legislature adopted House Bill 1295, which added section 2252.908 to the government code. The law states that a government entity may not enter into certain contracts with a business entity unless the business entity submits a disclosure of interest parties to the government entity or governmental entity at the time the business entity submits a signed contract to the governmental entity. The law applies only to a contract of a government entity that either, one, requires an action or vote by the governing body or the entity or agency before the contract may be signed, or two, has a value of at least $1 million. The disclosure requirement applies to a contract entered into on or after January 1st, 2016. My interpretation of this statute is that it only applies in these two specific situations. It does not apply to purchase orders or any bills that are approved by the Commissioner's Court. Every vendor does not have a contract with the county. As such, these vendors extend credit and goods and are paid back. This does not constitute a contract. Yours very truly, Seth Flagle.
Perfect.
That gives us, and you want to keep this on file.
I have one.
That's statutorily required right there. You were absolutely 100% covered. That other way would have just wrecked us, boys. God, it's mighty.
But when we go out for a contract for fuel, rock, and those things, they are
still required.
Required. If we go out for a contract on vehicles, it's still required.
Oh, that, those
you
are
bought
all
off a buy bid or bid board or whatever, the buy board.
My point is, all those things are time, they're not time sensitive. We decide those things early and we can send them in, but this day-to-day paying bills would be absolutely ludicrous.
So that's good.
When you get real technical, you've got 30 days after the purchase to get that on file. But if you don't do it at the time you purchase, you're likely not going to get it.
I would say certainly if we have come across there, we have something, we submit it, and the time frame after y'all approve it or disprove it.
Well, before we approve it in court, I'm going to request that I have the certification with it.
That'd be great, man.
If you purchase anything over $1 million in one deal, then
what's the other requirement?
The other requirement is if it takes court action to accept the contract.
Okay. I understand. Well, that's fine. We got plenty of time to do stuff like that. Talking about buying trash bags. I ain't waiting on somebody to buy trash bags.
Toilet paper.
Oh, good grief, Gertie.
Okay.
That wasn't their intent, I think.
I don't think it was the intent, but you know how lawyers can mess up.
Well, January, you go down there and visit them and watch it for yourself. I do it every 2 years.
I usually don't.
It's eye-opening, I assure you.
Guarantee that. Anything else that needs brought up this morning?
It's going to be a beautiful day.
Yes.
90 degrees.
It's going to be high 55 Friday.
What they said, maybe frost.
You better go
and maybe frost.
And frost, yeah.
But as long as we keep getting no good rain, the green grass is going to grow.
Message. That clock's wrong.
So.
Put it in play last week.
How many gloves?
Wish back and forth.
We Well, it's coming off this today.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We are adjourned.
You guys have a great week.